to space, to speed. It brought us into a different age, a very different age of consciousness. It brought us into the energy age, the age of the psyche, the age of a technology where you don't even think about instant technology anymore. You assume the speed of light is normal. You assume that it's normal to hit a button and hit send, and that the message you're sending can go to 2,000, 10,000, and endless thousand, millions of people in the blink of an eye, and you're frustrated if that doesn't happen. You turn on your phone, iPhone, iPad, whatever it is, and you wait for it to boot up, and you get impatient if it takes 2 seconds, not even thinking that it has to send a signal into space and back. And if it takes 2 seconds, well, what's wrong with it? What's wrong with it? My God, do I have to wait 2 seconds for this to travel all the way into outer space and all the way back down here? But it's keeping me waiting 2 seconds. This is your new normal. This is how you have changed a relationship to time and space. And you are not even aware that this is your new normal. You have not sat back and said, my God, I think my entire relationship to time and space has shifted. And I wonder what that means for me. I actually wonder what that means in terms of my biology, in terms of my psyche, in terms of how I perceive. Do I need different tools of consciousness as a result? Am I awakening in terms of being a multi-sensory human being? Is something changing in my energy field? Could it be that the world I'm living in, this idea that the world that I cannot see might be beginning to reveal itself as being something other than invisible space? All this that I called air, space, it may in fact be filled with data. It may in fact be filled with information that I dismissed as being empty simply because I cannot see it, I cannot hear it, I cannot taste air. So I, in my naivete, have assumed there's nothing here. But now I have transitioned into nuclear consciousness, in which all the information I send is in this space. Do I see my emails? No. Do I hear them going through the air? No. Do I know that they're going through the air? Yes. Then maybe some part of our consciousness is evolving to the point where we are actually mature enough to begin to recognize that this space is actually filled with information, with data, and not just technical data as in computer. That would be the crudest data. I repeat, crude. Reptilian. The new reptilian data is the technical data from the internet. It is the new reptilian data. The sophisticated data is being able to perceive the data that moves at the speed of light, that shifts in front of you, that moves with the thought, that appears out of air, to read mythologies, to read archetypes,